This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman and Dr. John Fleming. He joins me to discuss Thursday's vote on a continuing resolution to fund the federal government through September, as well as offer his expertise as a physician on the competing visions of Medicare reform between the Ryan plan among House Republicans and what President Obama suggested on Wednesday. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, thanks, Greg.
Let's start on Thursday's budget vote, Congressman. It was a 260-167 final vote to fund the government in the House. The Senate is expected to do the very same thing shortly. In the end, towards the end of this vote, eventually about 59 Republicans voted against it. Where did you end up on this vote and why?
Greg, I voted against it. I feel like that Speaker Boehner did a valiant job, worked very hard, long hours, did some tough negotiating, and I appreciate that so much. Remember that we originally passed a bill that would be $61 billion in cuts until the end of the fiscal year, September 30th of 2011. And the bill, of course, didn't get passed, wasn't even taken up by the Senate. So there was a deal struck between the Speaker, Leader Reid, and the President to go halvesies, that is to say, to go from instead of $61 billion, maybe 30-something billion, maybe 38 or so. But the concern I have is as we looked into it and got more details, what we found is about half or more of those cuts were really unspent accounts, dollars that would not be spent anyway because the projects or whatever they were funding were complete. And I didn't feel it was proper that we would count those dollars towards cuts. So really, something probably $20 billion or less was in true cuts, and we don't get the geometric effect of those cuts over future years, that is, decreasing the baseline without seeing true cuts. And I really wanted to see a rollback to the at least to the 2008 spending levels of discretionary budgetary spending.
Just yesterday, we saw the Associated Press report, and really it was just a report in the Congressional Budget Office, suggesting that the actual cuts over the rest of this fiscal year were actually $353 million rather than $38.5 billion. Now, there would be additional savings beyond the fiscal year, but as you mentioned, a lot of that was money that wouldn't have been spent anyway. What did you make of that breakdown by the CBO, and how much did that influence your vote?
Well, I think it just confirmed my suspicions that the savings were not what were advertised. And there is ways of kind of arguing over what is true cuts and what are not, because the CBO has its scoring system, and certainly in my office we had a little different accounting approach. But the point of this is that if we say $40 billion in cuts, we should mean $40 billion in cuts. And I think it's clear that that's not a true $40 billion cut.
We'll talk about the 2012 budget debate in just a moment, but what should the American people take away from the fierce debate over this continuing resolution about just how hard it is to really get a hold of spending?
I think the American people should every day remind themselves and each other that our deficits are $1.65 trillion and more each year, and we're approaching $15 trillion in total debt. That our spending over revenue, the gap is accelerating, and it's not frankly because that we're undertaxed. It's because that we are just spending. In the last 2.5 years that I've been in Congress, I've just watched money flow between the fingers of members of Congress, and we've got to get that under control. And I think that we've got several bites of the apple, including raising the debt ceiling and a 2012 budget and other things. We have got to, with every opportunity, force that spending downward.
Last question before we let you go. Sir, you've been very generous with your time with us today. The upcoming vote, probably about a month or so, on the debt ceiling. The president says he wants a clean raising of the debt ceiling. Your leadership has made it very clear that's not going to happen, in their estimation, without some major concessions on spending reforms. What do you expect there?
I agree 100% with my leadership. There is no way I'm going to vote for a clean increase in the debt limit. All that is tacit approval that the president and the big spenders in Washington will just continue running the bills up. I would say that I'm leaning no on voting for any increase in the debt ceiling, but certainly in order to do so, there's got to be major, permanent, and real concessions in terms of spending control for me to support that.
Louisiana Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District, also a practicing physician. Look for the second half of my conversation with Congressman Fleming as we get his expert insight on the different approaches between the Paul Ryan budget plan for the fiscal year 2012 and the plan offered by President Obama on Wednesday, specifically as they relate to their approaches to Medicare in an effort to bring our nation's debt crisis under control. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.